Welcome to another episode of QBDP. I'm using text-to-speech because I couldn't bother making a recording for the intro of this episode. Sorry. In today's episode, you're going to hear me interviewing a couple of Xander's friends from Latvia, who hitchhiked all the way from there to Sofia. In other words, everything you always wanted to know about hitchhiking but were afraid to ask. I'm sure this fake voice is already getting on your nerves, so I'll stop here. Enjoy.
Hello guys, and thank you for accepting to talk with me today about hitchhiking. And if I'm not very mistaken, you hitchhiked all the way from Latvia to Bulgaria,
yes.
In Sofia. This is incredible, and I'd like to learn more about that. First, you can introduce yourselves if you want.
I'm Hetta, and I'm living in Riga. I'm doing some funny stuff and not so funny. Yeah. And
that's good.
Yeah, and I have also been hitchhiking to Romania and Portugal. So this was my first long distance trip.
It wasn't the first one.
Yeah.
My name is Udis, and I'm from Riga. And I have also hitchhiked before some long distance to Sicily.
Italy.
Italy, yeah, in Italy. And Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Amsterdam.
Yes.
What was the first time you hitchhiked? What, were you scared?
I don't remember the first time.
You don't
remember?
It was
a long time ago, and some short distance in Latvia. Probably it was Riga Liepāja or something like that. And probably it was with friends. Yeah. I think I wasn't scared. I don't know.
Is hitchhiking in Latvia something a lot of people do? Does it have a negative reputation?
No. Both. Well, I think it's pretty popular, usual to for people who study in Riga on holidays, they hitchhike back home somewhere to countryside or other cities. And a few years ago, I think there was some kind of advertising about how that can be dangerous. But I think it didn't really have a response in society, and it's still happening normally.
There was actually like a campaign against hitchhiking?
Not really against, but just like that you have to send messages, like when you get in the car you have to send your mom or someone a message. I'm now going from Riga with car with number to that and that point. Like,
yes,
yeah,
because there was some problems for hitchhikers from the drivers.
The drivers, what did they do?
They like some kind of maniacs.
The stereotypical maniac with the axe or something.
Not with axe, but they just
chainsaw.
Just drove in some forest. There is nobody else around, and start to like. Actually, it's for girls, bigger problem.
Yeah.
Mm. Can't hear a voice. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely for girls. It's a bigger problem, especially in some countries. I've heard of stories, and that woman who hitchhiked from I don't know where to Turkey, and she was she met her end there. She was hitchhiking dressed in a wedding gown. It was a kind of feminist art project or something, and didn't go very well. And we were also considering hitchhiking from here to Istanbul, and that was one reason some of the girls didn't want to do it in the end. We researched a little bit on HitchWiki. I guess you know it.
Actually, no.
You don't know
yes,
it?
I was looking in HitchWiki before this trip.
Mm. And they said that in Turkey, a lot of things can be easily misunderstood, especially between men and women. So, in your most recent hitchhiking to get to here, how long did it take?
It took us 4 days.
Yes, 4 days.
How many kilometers? About
1,000. For 1,600.
No, it's not so far.
It's not. Yeah, we were. We had some misguidance. Took some rounds. Not very.
Yes.
Smart. Got stuck somewhere near Warsaw where we didn't really need to be. And the road we chose. It wasn't a big road and it was middle of the night, so Warsaw.
How many cars did you, how many drivers did you hitch? How many rides? 23 or 29.
Yeah, I was counting, but
wow,
I can look up in my...
Yes, we had a lot of small distances.
Yeah, it was very, very hard, because you travel like 100 kilometers in best situation. It's really slow.
Mm-hmm. And did you have, what was the best and the worst experience, or the best and the worst drivers you had?
Actually, the best and the worst was like in one person.
Yeah?
Yes. Because he was like kind, some good man from Azerbaijan, but he was like not so good in driving.
Uh-huh.
And he did lost in some city, one city.
Yeah, with the truck.
With the
in
truck,
the
yes.
Old town, with very narrow streets.
Because his navigation was broken, so and he can't drive without navigation, so it was like not so good.
Yeah, but he stopped us when we crossed the Hungarian-Romanian border.
Mm-hmm.
We were just going through, like starting to hitchhike, and then just. Out of the trucks, hey, where are you going? Like, do you need a ride? Okay, okay, I will. Let's eat lunch and then.
And he made us pull some rice and meat food.
It was pretty funny.
Yes, we had dinner
next to the truck. Like, he had a kitchen in the truck.
Did you have problems with communication with a lot of people? Speak English, not so many?
I think half.
Yes, but these problems was not like we managed them so well, because you can point in map or do something like that, but yeah, it was sometimes hard to communicate.
Yeah.
I think the hardest part was with the Bulgarian driver who drew us to Sofi. We were also crossing Romanian Bulgarian border with him, and we didn't know that there's a lag between. And when we got, well, we couldn't go with in the truck because we had too many passengers there. He would have problems with police, so we had to step out. And when he was telling us where he will wait, what should we do, it was we would okay. We will just go. Let's see what will happen. And yeah, it was funny. Then on the border, the guy asked. Okay, you're with me. Where are you going? Oh, in Bulgaria.
Okay.
And then we saw the water. Oops.
Yeah, there was a river, and you must go past by ferry.
Then you have to pay?
Yes,
no.
one
okay.
euro.
But we just.
But we didn't pay.
Could you avoid paying easily?
Probably you are going with the truck, please.
Yes.
Went back.
Went to this ferry place, then go with truck and pass the river and then step out and show passports and went. So nobody asks some ticket or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Where did you sleep during those 4 days?
Near gas stations.
Actually, we sleep just two times.
Yeah, two nights we
spent. Two nights.
Well, must have been very exhausting.
Not anymore, actually. Not for me.
Yeah, I think, sleeping in open air actually is pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
On the day you get tired, and then in the evening it's pretty much whatever.
Of course, if there is no rain.
Yeah, but there wasn't. We got lucky.
So you put your sleeping bag somewhere and just lie down?
Yes.
Okay.
Not somewhere, but in some like place where nobody can see us.
Mm-hmm.
More or less. Well, last time I was hitchhiking to Portugal, then we were sleeping just next to the doors of the gas stations. We didn't hide anywhere. It was also okay, because we met some very friendly gas station workers one morning. Because in Latvia, I had this stereotype that the gas station workers will kick us out and be like screaming at us. But instead, one morning in Pamplon, I woke up and the gas station lady comes out and I'm like, oh damn, she's going to be angry or so. Instead, she brought just two coffees.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice. What would you recommend to somebody who has never hitchhiked before and is a little bit skeptical about it? Because, you know, of all the stereotypes and stories that exist, there are a lot of people like that in Greece and around the world. Hitchhiking is not so popular.
But I think it's... I have spoken with the other drivers who had hitchhiked when they were, like, 20, 30 years ago, and they say that comparing to that time, also hitchhiking is getting less popular. So, yeah, but I don't know. What can I suggest? Well, if they have a lot of money and feel comfortable flying or being carried around on hands or so, continue. Why not?
Because it takes some time to hitchhike.
Yeah, but I can recommend them stop when they see a hitchhiker. They don't have to do it themselves. Be helpful.
Yes.
They can pick up hitchhikers.
Yeah.
Yes, and then it's like they are part of hitchhiking.
Mm-hmm. How much did you pay? How much money did you give out to come from Latvia to Sofia?
Few coffees, few bottles of water.
Some ice cream,
yeah. So we don't know the exact price, but...
And some ticket out of Riga.
Yeah.
For bus.
Did you have to pay for things like petrol or toll booths or things like that? No?
Yeah.
The drivers did that.
Yep.
Because he must go anyway.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, hitchhikers give some money.
No one was asking and
nobody asked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does hitchhiking mean to you?
Yeah, I think it's a great way to travel, because otherwise I think the feeling that you are just taken from one place and then put in another, it's like shocking to your body and brain. But in hitchhiking you can feel pretty, sometimes painfully and sometimes very happily, how you are traveling. And I really enjoy the feeling being on the road, so that's great for me. And and also I think hitchhiking is a little narcotic.
Mm-hmm. You get addicted.
Yeah, and also, well, those feelings, like when you don't have any car, just stop, and it's a long time, you get like, please stop, and then the car stops and you get like euphoric and happy. Yeah, and you just
get high.
Yeah, you get high.
Yeah, I can't remember what the color car was, or how that did it happen. He stops. Yes, and also when you go by checking, you can better feel the distance from Riga to Sofia, for example. And you meet those old people, you talk to them, and they talk about their countries. And also sometimes they are like guides. They are, oh, this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get a lot of valuable
information.
Do you think there is a certain kind of person that picks up hitchhikers?
Well, I think the main two categories can be truck drivers and people who had been hitchhiking or who
drunk drivers,
drunk big trucks,
truck drivers.
Yes,
it should go now, I think. So,
yes, we should.
Are you coming with us to the concert?
No.
I think, we should be going anyway, but you have already...
Is it enough?
...told us interesting things. Yeah, I think it's enough. Well, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to talk a little bit about your experience.
Yeah.
And...
Hitchhike to Latvia someday and we will talk again.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye. Do it alone for the first time.
Oh.
And wedding dress.